Hi everyone and welcome to In Christ Singapore. Thank you for joining us. Before I go into the word this morning, I just want to make an announcement in regards to the study on the letter of Philippians, which we are looking at every Thursday right now for four Thursdays. We started this week and we will go through chapter 2 in the coming week. And I just encourage you beforehand to, if you have the possibility to read chapter 2 beforehand, and also to keep your Bibles in front of you once we go through the different verses together. But before I go into the sermon today, let's pray together. Father, we worship you and we praise you. Lord Jesus, we just come before you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for every person that has joined us. And we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you fill our homes with your presence. Fill every heart, fill every individual, fill every child, every youth, every grown-up, Father God, with your presence, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that as we go through the word today, may the word become revelation in our heart, encouragement and life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So today I'll be speaking about divine direction and provision. And when we look upon the Bible, we find that the Bible is full of miraculous things where through the hands of God and through the life of Jesus and even the lives of the apostle, God does great and mighty things. And we don't have to look far except when we look at stories that we know so well about the fish and the bread, where Jesus was able to feed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And even though it was physically impossible, Jesus, through a miraculous way, was still able to provide what was needed. And we read about the bread that was provided for the Israelites in the Old Testament that came from heaven, as well as we read about divine direction, where we see that Jesus was so often in the right place at the right time to meet the people that God had intended for him to be a blessing into their lives. And the same as we continue with the apostles as well. So there are stories after stories, encounters after encounters, where we both see that divine direction and also a divine provision. And as believers, I think it's something that each and every one of us should expect in our lives. Because the walk with God is never supposed to be just a walk that we only go by our natural senses. We only go by what we see. But the walk with God is expected to be an adventure where we learn to see the faithfulness of God. That in the midst of situations, there is where we don't see that there can be a provision, or in the midst of situations where we feel lost of direction, that through God, through the Holy Spirit, there is that provision from heaven into those circumstances. And there is a story in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that I want us to draw from today. And when I look at this passage, I both see God's provision, and I both see divine provision and divine direction. And if we go to the book of Acts, chapter 8, 26 to 38, it's a story that many of us are familiar with. Now the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliations, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, there is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariots to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. So looking at that text, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can take from it. One thing, of course, is that we see the heart of God and what God will do, to what extent God will do to be able to lead someone to learn to know Jesus Christ. But as we look upon it as well, we see that divine direction. You know, Philip, when God called him, God did not tell him exactly every detail of his journey. When God told him to stand up, to rise up, the only instruction given to him is arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he didn't have a lot of things to actually to start his journey. But he had very limited information of what he was to do and where he was going. He had no clue, as far as we know, as to the concept of what he was about to do. But the message from God was arise and start going towards the south. And the thing about Philip is that in that divine direction, he went. It doesn't tell that he started questioning the Lord. It doesn't tell us that he started to wonder what was actually up with God. What was he really thinking? But in that moment, just like we see in the life of Abraham, you know, when Abraham was called, it was he didn't know where he was going, but he went by faith. And the same thing here with Philip is that he went, even though he didn't have all the details of things. And when it comes to a divine direction in our life, what do I mean with a divine direction? You know, divine direction is when it's inspired by God. It's Him who is pointing the finger. It's Him who is showing the way. It may even be divine direction in a sense that He is the one who provides the wisdom for the decisions that you are about to make. And the thing about divine direction is that we need to be willing as believer to put God into the picture and into the bigger decision. Because we need to expect and believe that God is able to bring across what is needed. So when we are in need of a wisdom, we need to believe that the wisdom can come from Him. And that extra help that we need for this moment of time, that we don't only rely on our human abilities or human strength, but we kind of allow Him to be a part of the whole situation. We invite Him in. We invite His presence into it. So we need, as believer in everything that we do, we need to count on the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to count on the leading of God. Because as we dismiss that, we will often find ourselves that we make decisions that were not the best decisions to be made. We go a direction without without asking Him first, and we miss out on certain things that the Lord maybe had in store for us. Because God has the whole picture. We do not. And even when He starts to give us a direction, most of the times He gives us one piece at a time. He doesn't give us everything, but He gives us one thing, one piece at a time. And then as we start walking in obedience to that, He brings everything together. And we stand before that on an everyday basis. You know, leading a divine direction is not only in the bigger decisions of life. Whom I'm supposed to, you know, when it comes to marrying someone, is it right before God? Or when it comes to life, big decision of moving nations and changing career path and so on. You know, of course, in all of that, we need divine direction, but we also need it in our everyday life. What the Lord is speaking to us and allowing and learning to be these kind of believers that always include Him in our everyday, that we expect that part to be a part of our life. And we don't have to hold a very, you know, spiritual position within a church to expect that. It's something that is a part of our identity in God, and something that can be expected. That when we walk into a normal meeting, when we need to make a decision in line with our families, that we allow that to be implemented. We allow that to be a part. We allow God to be a part of our lives. And of course, I'm not talking about what to eat or those basic things. I'm not talking about that in every single decision that we make throughout the day, that we have to ask the Lord, should I eat this or should I eat that? I mean, some things are just very, very obvious to us. If we should eat the piece of the cake or a piece of an apple, of course. But, you know, of course, I'm not talking about those basics. But still, in our everyday, we need to have that openness of allowing the Holy Spirit to be there to guide us and to have that divine direction in the different things that we are doing. Because unfortunately, in today's society, people are led by feelings. And it feels good to me to do this, and therefore I will do it. It feels as a part of how I want to be, or it's approved by my family, it's approved by my coworker, and therefore I feel like doing it. I feel like pursuing this way. I feel like living my life in this manner. But the thing is about the leading of God, that we cannot put it on feeling alone. But when it comes to His leading, He will always guide us first and foremost through His Word. And every other leading that we feel in our everyday life, where we feel like He's speaking to us, when we feel like He's directing us, it will always be in line with His Word. And Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So we need to acknowledge God. We need to put Him into the picture, the bigger picture of our lives. Acknowledge Him in our plans. What is my plans right now? What am I planning ahead for the company at this moment of time? What are we even planning, of course, ahead for a church? And even in my plans for my family. You know, I need to acknowledge Him. I need to invite Him. It's important to invite Him. And He will direct our path. There is something that we need to expect. We need to expect the divine direction in our lives. And of course, that doesn't mean that we should not use common sense. But the more we acknowledge Him, you know, when many believers never acknowledge the Lord, but just continue on with everything, even without consulting Him and seeking Him. And I do believe that many may be going through difficult times at this moment of time as we look upon the world. And we need that extra wisdom. We need that extra help in decision making. And the Lord has promised to be there for us if we are willing to acknowledge Him, we're willing to include Him. So, looking again at the encounter that Philip had, first of all, there was that call from God, arise, go. And he went. But then again, we see in the midst of the encounter that again, there comes a divine direction. Where God tells him to go up to the chariot to go up to the chariot and to overtake it. So again, he is being asked of something that would come out of our natural comfort zone, to actually go up to the chariot and to in a sense stop it, to get an opportunity to talk to this person, to talk to this eunuch. And if we think about ourselves, what would we have done? Would we have followed the Lord in every direction? And in looking at this passage, it shows how detailed God can be. That every step of the way is so specific. And what we also need to realize is that it was not up to Philip to make sure that the chariot would be there at the right time. It was not up to Philip to make sure that, you know, every single detail would fall into place. That was God's. It was His to make divinely everything come together. But it was Philip's to follow the direction that was given to him. And oftentimes when we follow the Lord, just like in the life of Philip, we get one step at a time. We get one picture at a time. But when we trust Him and we choose to follow His leading, we also start to see how things start to fall into place. Things that we may have tried to struggle on our own. Things that we have tried to figure it on our own. But oftentimes, it's in the giving up before the Lord and just saying, Lord, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to continue from here. I don't know what decision, how to make the decisions for tomorrow or the day after or the week after. But it's in the giving up before the Lord that we just say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need your wisdom. And the Lord has promised to be there for us. Not that God is like someone that we just come to and we claim. And of course, He is not our delivery guy. That every time we ask of something, He comes knocking on the door and saying, here you go, here you go. That's not the relationship I'm speaking about. But when we see the biblical perspective of things, we see how much the Lord is there for us. He has invested so much in our lives, and He wants it to be so well with us. But if we exclude Him from the decisions, if we exclude Him from our life, if we don't take that precious time and to say, even though it's just 5 minutes, when we feel overwhelmed by things and we say, Lord, I invite you into this situation. I invite you in right now and I ask you to speak to me. I ask you to lead me. I ask you to give me wisdom that is beyond my own natural wisdom. And it's in that moment of time we start to expect more than just what we see or more than our human understanding of things. We have kind of stressed our faith into the supernatural and we said, God, I want you to be a part of it. And I believe for your hand to come in and change things and help with things and see that things can fall into place. So 2 times Philip needed to be obedient to the call of God. He needed to say, okay, I'll go. And first of all, it was a dangerous thing to go that path. It was a dangerous thing to go that road. But he went because the Lord called him. And as a consequence of all of it, it meant that a person came to know the Lord. A person was able to give his life to Christ and be baptized in that moment of time. So we need to be reminded that whatever decisions, whatever obstacles we face, we have a Father in heaven that cares for us. We have a Father in heaven that wants to guide us every step of the way. But we need to count on Him. We need to bring Him into the picture. We need to call upon Him. We need to involve Him and start receiving strength from Him. Because God never intended for you and me to do everything on our own. But the more we trust Him, the more we value His counsel, the more we value His direction, the more we are also able to see the hand of God in our lives. And because He can find a pathway where nobody else will find a pathway. Not saying everything is just easy and piece of cake once we get the direction of God. But it will make the whole difference for whatever things that we go through. And what is so interesting is that when we look upon the name of the Holy Spirit, we see that the Holy Spirit is someone that takes a hold together with us. And we find in John 14, 15 to 17, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be in you." So, when Jesus is speaking to the disciples, he's speaking about the Holy Spirit, the helper. And it comes in the context of someone, "If you love me, you keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give another helper." So, it's in the context of loving God. It's in the context of keeping his commandments. It's based on the very fact that we honor the word of God. We honor his promises. We honor his... We love him. We are walking the way with God. And in the midst of that context, Jesus speaks about this helper. The helper, the Holy Spirit. Parakletos. Which in Greek, parakletos. And one of the, which carries the meaning of helper, it carries the meaning of intercessor. And it also carries the meaning of the one who is standing by our side and taking a hold together with us. And I find that such a beautiful picture. Because, the Holy Spirit is here. And every single day when we go out for work, once all of us go to, once we can go back to the office and so on, or every time we just walk out the door, every time we find ourselves at home during this time, there is someone there that is always with us and will never forsake us, and that's the Holy Spirit. And he is so close that even though we don't see him, he is continuously around us. He is continuously there to lead us, to guide us. And he is a part of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he is not an it, he is a person. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we find that he is someone that is standing by our side. Think about it. Oh, the Holy Spirit is God. But still he is someone that is standing by our side. There to help us. There to encourage us. There to intercede, to help us to intercede. And to take a hold together with us. I mean, if we think about we are driving a car, we're taking the wheel, we're holding the wheel, and when the road gets bumpy or when the things get shaky, you know, the Holy Spirit is there to take a hold together with us. It doesn't mean that we let go of things. It doesn't mean that we stop caring, we just say, it's all yours, you know, go ahead, take care of it. In that sense, we're still being responsible people. But he is taking a hold together with you and me so that we can come through, so that we can find the right pathway, so that we can see the plans and the purpose that God has for us. So it means that no matter what we are going through in life, no matter what we are doing, we are never alone. We are always having the Holy Spirit by our side to lead us, to guide us, to encourage us, to walk with us. So when we look at that fact, to have a divine direction, it doesn't mean that everything is so super spiritual. You know, it doesn't mean that everything needs to be so, I mean, even though it's spiritual, this supernatural power of God, it can still come in such a beautiful, humble way at times. And we see that just in our everyday life. I mean, if we are experiencing discouragement, I mean, at some point of time, maybe the Holy Spirit, through another person, we will be sent a text, or we just sense that sweetness of the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us. And as we are lacking in wisdom, suddenly an idea will come to us. And we just feel like, okay, why didn't I think about that before? And oftentimes we may even take the credit for it because we forget that there is someone looking out for us that is greater than ourselves. So the leading of God, the direction, the divine direction of God. You know, when God spoke to Philip, yes, there was an angelic vision in that case. But for the rest of us, it may not always come in that manner. But it's just in that sweetness, in the sweetness of His voice, in the sense of the leading as we're going about our day. And through the Word of God, of course, first and foremost, through the Word of God. How as we read the Word, you know, we can sense how the Spirit of God speaks to us one thing after another, how He gives us His promises, reminders, and encourages us. So we need to realize that the leading of God to not just take decision based on our emotions, not just think, okay, I feel like this, so I'm going to do it. And oftentimes when we are weary, when we are tired, we don't make the best decisions. When we are under a lot of stress, when we are under a lot of sense of pressure at work or pressure from families or whatever it is, you know, we don't take the best decisions at that time. And we see that I mentioned Esau last week, how he gave up his birthright because he was very tired and he was hungry. So he gave us his birthright for stew. And he, you know, something that was so precious, but he gave it so cheap. And when it comes to God, sometimes we just need those 5 minutes and say, God, I need your help right now. I ask you to come in. I ask you to help me. I ask you to direct me. And then we receive that strength so that we don't have to make decisions of the decision, bad decisions and bad decisions because we're tired and weary and we're stressed out. But as believers, we can always count on that extra, that helper, the Holy Spirit that takes a hold together with us. And the second thing I want to mention is the divine provision. So when we look upon Acts 8, we see both the divine direction through the life of Philip and also the divine provision. As it says in Acts 8, 30-31, so Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. So the eunuch did not know exactly what he was reading. He had the Old Testament. He had the prophet Isaiah. And he was probably sitting there wondering, pondering on the word of God, trying to figure out of whom the prophet was speaking. And in that moment of time, because of the divine direction and someone following the divine direction, a divine provision was given to this person at that moment of time. That answers that he was pondering with, God provided answers. And we need to be careful to never, when it comes to God, when it comes to our relationship with God, to never cut off the source that is Him. To never think that when things don't go well, if things don't go well financially, if things are not going well in certain areas of our life, it's not a good time to say, Lord, okay, I'm gonna cut off the source that is you. But it's actually a better time to throw ourselves on God and say, Lord, I need you even more than before. And what is a provision? It's the act of supplying somebody with something that is needed or useful. So in this case, what was needed, what answer, and God provided. The same thing. So when we look upon the Bible, we see that time and time again, God is a provider. He's a provider of when we are in need, when we have questions. He is the one who can provide us with the answer. It doesn't mean that we will know everything. It doesn't mean that we get everything, clarity to all the biggest questions in the world. But He is a God that still gives us always enough so that we can take the next step. He always answers enough so that we are able to continue to walk in obedience with Him. And when we look upon Abraham, we see as well that how much the testimony of God's provision. When God told him to give up his only son, Isaac, so this was a test of his faith. And in the middle of the act, as God provided, as God stopped it, but he provided another sacrifice. He provided a ram that took Isaac's place. And the same thing here, when God provided, it wasn't necessarily, you know, it wasn't a ram that kind of appeared from heaven. But he provides it in such a natural manner that the ram is there at the right time within reach for Abraham to get it. And that is what we see so often when we walk with the Lord, that what is needed is there when it's needed. Maybe we don't always have everything at this moment of time, but we can know that in God, He wants to meet the needs that we have. Because God is not a God that wants us to be in a continuous lack or in a continuous struggle. We may struggle at times, and sometimes we may have experienced lack. But it's always to look at our experience and look at the Word of God and see the heart of the Word of God, that He always provided where there was need. And there is no difference when it comes to your life, that God wants to provide what is needed. But it's, like I said, it doesn't mean that He's a delivery guy that just comes and goes as we order things. But there is a relationship of trust that He wants to have between us. That as we walk in obedience with Him, we continuously walk with that expectancy to seek guidance from Him, seek help from Him. At the same time, as we walk with Him in that beautiful relationship, that we also can have that expectancy that He is a God that wants to provide for us, wants to make sure that it is well with us. Because as Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So, with other words, we are to be able to come boldly when we are in need of help, when we are going through trial times. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, and we obtain mercy and help for those things that we are in need of a help for. So, the relationship that God has given us is so wonderful. That even though we look upon the suffering in the world today, even though we look upon everything that is going on, and even though we look upon our own struggles, there is that security in God that we can still believe that He has a way through it. That He can both provide direction and provision so that we find way through whatever things we are facing at this moment of time. And of course, I'm not speaking about that we should deny reality, that everything is just going to be easy right away. But it's about affirming and understanding that there is a source beyond yourself that is able to both provide for you answers, help, and guidance during this time. We need to affirm Him. We need to acknowledge Him. And that needs to be our first step so that God can come in and He can start to work on our behalf. Because He has promised to take a hold together with us. And He is invested in our lives. And sometimes we may feel like the eunuch with questions that are unanswered. But if we seek Him and ask Him, He will provide what is needed. If there is a need for direction, He is the one who directs us if we trust Him. Because you and me, we serve a God that is invested in our lives. And not saying, as I said, that He is some kind of a servant for us, a slave for us, that we direct left and right. But He is a Father that cares for us. He is a Father that we can always count on His ability. We can always count that He is a God of miracles. We can always count on that He is a God that works on behalf of His children. And sometimes the answers don't come the way that we expected. I'm sure that as the eunuch was sitting in his chariot, he did not expect an apostle called Philip to come running up and just stop him in that moment of time to be able to explain the scripture to him. He most likely was seeking, and God saw his heart, but I'm sure he did not expect the answer to come in that way. But God provided. He provided the answer, and it came at His timing. It came when at the right timing and in the right place. And the same with us when we seek Him. You know, we are not here to direct God. We are not here to tell God that this is the best place to go, or this is the best thing to do. But it's about seeking the counsel of God and allowing Him to direct our paths. It's about seeking the counsel of God and allowing Him to provide what is needed in our lives. Because He knows us better than we know ourselves. And when we look upon Acts, there's a verse in Acts 15:28 that says, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things." I mean, how many of us have ever experienced that? Or, I don't know, you've ever sat with anybody that said, it seemed good to me and the Holy Spirit. You know, the depth of the relationship must have been so great for them to be able to speak of Him in that manner. But that is what it means, that the Holy Spirit is there to take a hold together with us. He works in our wills. He works in our minds. He works in our hearts. And sometimes we have a struggle to submit to the will of God. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our will, it's easier to take the steps where He leads us. And looking at that verse, we also see that it runs so much deeper than just, I want this and I want that. But it speaks of a beautiful alignment with the Spirit of God that you and me as believers can have. And both seeing that part in Acts 15 as well as the one in Acts 8, we can see how detailed God is. That the more we grow in Him, the more we are able to hear His voice as He directs us and leads us throughout the day. And that direction, that divine direction, can be a life and a death for someone that is open for Christ but needing someone to tell them about Him. Because God wants us, as 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper." So at the end of the day, God wants us. He wants it to be well with our health. He wants it to be well with our soul. He wants it to be well with our body. He wants us to be physically well. He wants our emotions to be at peace, our feelings, all of those things. He doesn't want us to be living day by day with anxiety, with fears, with worries about tomorrow, with worries about what is going to happen, you know, during next week for my company, what is going to happen to my position, what is going to this and that, and all kinds of question marks that we have and we may be pondering upon. And the thing is that when the deeper and deeper we go into it, it starts to be sleepless nights. It starts to be, you know, it starts to have effect on our family because we feel anxious, we feel irritated, we feel like we don't have the patience, and so on and so on. And that's exactly what the Lord does not want for us. He wants us to prosper, that even in the midst of those kind of times of insecurity, of when we have the tendency to fall into anxiety even, that even in the midst of that, He wants to guard our hearts. He wants to guard our minds so that we can still sense His peace. We can still sense His security. And that as we go through the day and we face those challenges, we face those big decisions and overwhelming decisions, we wake up and we say, Holy Spirit, I need your direction. I need your divine direction. I need you to your provision today, because the Lord wants to provide the right colleagues around you. He wants to provide everything that you need. Sometimes we think we need something we may not necessarily need, but He wants to provide those things that He knows are needed for us at this time, so that we can prosper in our ways, so that we can prosper in our walk with Him. But we need to be willing to put God into the bigger picture. Invite Him to speak to us. Invite Him to lead us. And things that could have been so burdensome and so hard and so difficult suddenly are changed into something so much, where we're feeling anxiety for, suddenly we are filled with the peace of God. We still see the decisions that need to be made. We still see everything that needs to happen, and we don't even know how it's going to happen. But then we choose to be like Philip. Okay, I'm going to take one step at a time. I seek the counsel of God. I trust Him. I invite Him. I ask for His help. And even when we sit in those different meetings and we are meeting off with all kinds of different peoples online, you know, in the midst of those meetings, suddenly there may just be a word. There just may be some, like, you sense how you get an idea that you had not thought of before, or before that meeting as well, because you have invited the presence of God. You've allowed Him to be a part of it. And even though we may not know how next week is going to be, or the month after, even in a half year's time, but He knows. And He knows how to guide us through. He knows what is the best path to take. So let's seek Him. Let's invite Him to be a part of it. And let's trust Him. So divine direction and a divine provision is something that we can believe for and trust that the Lord will go before us. Amen. Let us pray together. Father God, we just want to come before You right now, Lord. Father God, I thank You for each and every one that are listening right now, Lord. And Father, I just want to stand together with them, Lord. If there is someone that is experiencing sleepless nights, if there is someone that is experiencing anxiety, Father God, and they just sense how it wants to take a hold of them, Father. Father, I just want to stand together with them right now, and I just break the power of this in Jesus' name. And I just pray, Father God, for the peace of God to come upon their lives, their heart and their minds and their soul, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, as they go on with the week, that they will sense how You carry them through every single decision, every single thing that needs to be done. That even when they don't know how things are going to come together, Lord Jesus, that You show them what is the best way through it. That You help them to navigate through it, Lord Jesus, in the best way possible, Lord. Father, I just pray for each and every one, Father God. I pray that where direction is needed, where there is a confusion in matters to certain things, when it comes to decision making, Lord, I pray You provide a divine direction through Your word, through Your spirit, through the confirmation, Father God. And Lord, I pray as well for those that are in a need of provision, Father, in different areas of their lives. Father God, I just pray right now, Jesus, You see what is needed. And Father, You know what is needed as well, Lord. And I just stand together with them also, Lord God. If it is in need of a wisdom, or if it is even in need of answers, Father God, Lord Jesus, or if there is a financial difficulty, Lord, then I pray that You will provide what is needed to get through it, Lord Jesus. Both when it comes to the wisdom and when it comes to the provision, Father God, what is needed to be done and what steps to take, Father. We praise You and thank You, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.